Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
It is a December 9th version of the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey all in studio with you. Gordon Ford's going to join us in the next segment to talk hoops. And then Zach Berry of the Ole Miss Spirit will be with us in the second portion of the program to, I assume, go over recruiting and whatnot in that nature.
And the portal, rebuilding this roster, starts today. So these next 30 days will tell the tale for next year's squad.
Well, it started last Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, the window opened up today officially for all the non-graduate transfers, which is most of them. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we've talked about this for a while. It's a lot of holes to fill, and that starts today. And you know, it's going to be a big next 30 days for the Rebels.
So we have all of that. We would like to get some text messages from you, as that number is 662-426-1093. You know, usually we sit down and we do these programs, there's already five or six messages. Only got one today.
Yeah, I think everybody has the blues right now. You can tell on the streets, on the square, on the message boards, on the radio, you know, just watching that selection. I guess it was Sunday, not Monday of this Tuesday, normally it is. But it's, you know, just seeing these teams that are in there that – you know, Ole Miss would be double-digit favorites over the majority of these teams. It's just it's really sad.
So you can get in at 662-426-1093. Early part of the program brought to you by First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. You can guide you through that financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Again, we'll check with Gordon and basketball. We were discussing that in the back. The SEC so far might be one of the best conferences going on in
it's
hoops.
Crazy. It's just nuts. Nine teams.
Nine in the top 25.
Yeah, ESPN, they have a weekly basketball show now, and they said the guys on the show said that this could be the best conference, not for the SEC ever, but for any conference ever, that this team, this conference, I mean, you literally could get – 10-12 in there in the tournament.
Well, you know, I made a comment last year on this show that the coaching in SEC had been upgraded so much, and these players go to good coaches. That's just the way it is, and the coaching in the SEC is now, I think, the best in the nation. top to bottom.
9 of the top 25, and the first team receiving votes is Missouri. Well, SEC team is Missouri, who just knocked off then number one Kansas in their last game. So the, quote, 10th best team just knocked off Kansas. Who has lost back-to-back games or something like that, but still. And then you get Arkansas with Mr. Calipari, who is 11th out of the group at this point.
And how about in the SEC-ACC challenge?
Oh.
The SEC was 14-2 over what you would always think traditionally the best basketball conference in the country.
And dogging, 12 of those 14 wins were just dogging.
I mean,
Clemson had hit a last-second shot to beat Kentucky, right? To win one of the games that the ACC got
Duke,
out of there.
Duke came back against
Auburn.
Auburn at home. At home.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That Duke and who was who beat Kentucky?
Clemson.
And Clemson. I mean, other than that, we wiped the floor with. I mean, we killed Louisville.
Yeah,
just
and Duke struggled against Louisville. They just played them after we did, and they struggled. They ended up pulling away a little bit at the end. I think won by 11, but it was a great game all the way through. So
I gotta say though, I like old Cooper Flagg.
Oh,
freshman for Duke.
Who doesn't?
He's 17 years old, 6'9".
He's going to be really good. So Duke is number 4 in the poll. That's one of the teams that won, and Clemson's number 16. So they did get beat by a couple of top 25 teams.
Where do you think Ole Miss would be ranked if not for that last second shot against Purdue?
Top. Well, about 11.
Yeah, they're 19 today.
15 in the coaches, so they'd 19
be
in the
Yeah, they'd be in the top 15 for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Purdue has lost two games now, though, and they're in that 10 to 15 range, too. So you'd be right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right there with them.
And had them. Had them beat.
All right, let's get into Yancey's thoughts, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Five things coming from Yancey, and our friend Steve Grantham has 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought, we all know Ole Miss screwed up, but unless you're a fan of Boise State, Indiana, SMU, Clemson, and you can even put Arizona State in this category, no one really cares to see these teams in the playoffs. They aren't one of the 12 best teams in the country. Let's not kid ourselves. Wasn't that the whole point of expanding the playoffs to 12 teams? What we have right now is a system of inclusion and not putting the 12 best teams in the playoffs. This must be changed before next year's selections. Thought number two, this isn't what anybody wanted, to be left out of the playoffs, but let's make the best of this and become one of the few select elite programs that have won at least 10 games in 3 out of the last 4 seasons. Thought number three, think about this. Lane has taken Ole Miss to the Outback, Gator, Sugar, and Peach Bowls in his 5-year tenure. Folks, that's not too shabby, no matter which school you root for. We'll get to the last two thoughts next.
All right, we'll do 4 and 5, but Gordon Ford is next.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Cannon Motors, the Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Today, Gary, Chuck Yancey, and Gordon Ford, who's on the phone. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Wonderful, man. How about you?
Great.
G-Man, when I look at the stats right here for Ole Miss, one thing that sticks out to me is they're shooting 36.6% from the field, 46.7% from field goal percentage, 76% from free throw. As Beard says, we want 50% from field goal, we want 80% from free throw, and we want 40% from three-point. So they're right there at those numbers, much better than the years past we've seen.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, one of the things is when they kind of shoot low is they have these lulls in the first half, and then the second half seem to get it going. And, you know, their defense forces turnovers and things like that. But, you know, the only thing that's really kind of concerning me is the lulls they have in the first half where they go on scoring droughts. Like Lindenwood was up on them there for a short period of time, yeah. And then the Rebels kind of get it going.
Yeah, it seems like when they're not playing with their hair on fire, they're very average. But when they're focused and keyed in, they play a very high level of basketball. Another, you know, I was kind of looking over the stats, and I'm a stat guy. We're getting out-rebounded. Ole Miss is in non-conference competition. Now, we all knew going into the season they weren't the longest team, the biggest team, but – how concerned are you about that? Now they played three really, really good teams there in the tournaments, but you know, outside of that, the competition's been pretty sparse, so to speak. Are you concerned about the rebounding?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, they need to get it better. You know, they put a guy in at the end of the game, Javon Benson, who was a transfer from like Hampton, who originally played at South Carolina. He comes in 4 minutes and gets 7 points and about three rebounds. He's pushing for playing time now. But I think they need that kind of animal-type guy down low that rebounds. Mel Brown Jones, I mean, he's their best rebounder, you know. But Diaz and Dre Davis, they hit the boards. You know, they're undersized, and that's pretty much a big part of it. Their whole thing is making people turn the ball over. And I don't know if you realize this, but Ole Miss is right now only averages 8 turnovers a game, yeah, which is like number one in the country.
And forcing 16. So there's 8. Four. Yeah. So that's huge.
Yeah, you're getting 8 extra possessions. So that does offset some of the rebounding deficiencies. And Gary and also G-Man, you know, they've got a lot of guys that will take it to the rack. And that's what they've been lacking. You know, you had that last year with Allen, but, you know, they didn't really have anybody else last year besides Flanagan that could take it to the hole. And this year they've got, you know, 4 or 5 guys that love to drive to the hole.
Oh, yeah. Even Padilla. I mean, he is a very good player. I mean, he got 19, you know, he played well against Louisville. And, you know, to go to Louisville and beat them like that is impressive. Now, granted, they didn't have their 16th center that was out, but, you know, they got a big game this weekend against Southern Miss, who's not very, you know, very good. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how motivated they are and if they get a rebound in that game. And like I said, you know, they cause a lot of turnovers, which, you know, like Gary said, gives you extra possessions. And the thing is, they, you know, that's their thing.
I think we'll see the rebounding thing change, obviously, because when they get in conference play, that's what it will concern me a little bit more. Right now, they've only been out-rebounded by one rebound in all of these games.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss has more offensive rebounds because you're going to get those long bounces back to you sometimes.
Sure.
So when we see, you know, a true size team, more like Purdue, and I don't have that box score in front of me, those are when that rebound might concern me a little bit more. And obviously you got to play. We just talked about it, Gordon, in the open of this. 9 top 25 teams, 2 are waiting to get in the top 25. So there are teams out there that could be scary on the boards, but I still kind of want to see a little bit. I think it's a good fit. They are going to have a big bruiser maybe come off the bench. If this what the, you know, we saw in that game at the end against Lindenwood yesterday turns out to be. But overall, with the way they are, more perimeter, and it's going to be up and down the floor, space it a little bit, do your best to keep the boards kind of even. Because they got a lot of veteran dudes that can handle things, obviously, on the offensive side.
Well, Greenfield's rebounding fairly well for him when he gets in there. You know, he didn't have many points against Louisville. I think he had like 5 or 7 yesterday. But, you know, he's had some good games, and he's a lot better player than I thought he would ever be. And
he's the leading rebounder on the team.
He doesn't have a lot of low post moves, yeah.
Yeah. And Bray can pretty much play any position but the point guard. So, you know, he can give you some kind of relief. I think the key from here is Malik Dia. I guess John Bowl is just not going to be ready at this early of a time. We'll see if he gets ready before the end of the season. And Dia's got to be the guy, Chucky. I don't know if you've gotten to see much of Malik Dia. He, at the beginning of the season, he likes to hang around the perimeter, shoot some threes, but you can tell that Beard is really driving it home. You got to stay down there in that post and be a center. You are our center. Do you think Dia has it in him to be an effective center?
Yeah, but I think it's a learning process because he has not been asked to do that before. He's been allowed to hang around a three-point his whole career. So, yeah, but I think he can play with his back to the goal, and I think he can get some key rebounds. Mikael Brown-Jones is another one I think that belongs down there. And, you know, let's stay within 15 feet of the goal, and you can do better damage rebounding than you can out there flirting around with three-pointers.
There's no doubt about that. Mikael Brown-Jones, I think he's their best post-up player right now. Diaz do it. I had a buddy that, you know, watched him a lot at Belmont. He did say he posted up a lot there. You know, he was a top conference player in that league. But, you know, right now he's not doing as much of that as he should. But when he's done that, he's really effective.
I agree 100%. But this is a guard-oriented team. This is a perimeter-oriented team. There's no question about that. I mean, we're going to go the way that Murray and Morrell and Padula, you know, Trey Barnes, Davis, guys like that, Klofke, we're going to go
Eduardo, he's the one that is developing the most in front of our eyes right now. I mean, you can see him, Chucky, every single game. He's getting better and better. He's going to end up being a really good one.
Oh, offensively, I agree. I think he's struggling a little bit defensively, but yeah, I agree 100% on his offense. Looks like he's confident. When he gets squared up to shoot, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he is.
Well, first of all, he digs it up good enough that Beard plays him, and Beard is really, really, really high on him.
Yes.
He loves the kid, and, you know, I think that he's going to be a really good player when it's all said and done.
Hey, G-Man, on a sad note, we lost somebody in the basketball family.
Yeah, and I mentioned he was ill last week.
Yeah.
Tim Jumper, he had a heart attack of some sort. And, you know, I've been keeping up with it every day. And last night, Joe Harvell called and told me he was gone. And, you know, it's really sad. A lot of people reached out to me today. And, yeah, I miss him, and he was friends. Actually, you know, I got him a banking job years ago, and you know, good guy.
Yeah. Tim was always an upbeat guy around me. I just thought he was a very positive human being, and sad to lose a Rebel like that.
He's only 56 years old, and it was hard on his family, and it's been bad. So that's all I have to say about it.
Yeah.
You know, I had an opportunity to kind of do some stuff in and around Baldwin, which is where he was from.
Yeah.
He was the guy. I mean, so many years later. We'll all miss it. I remember even when he tore his, you were talking about him being so upbeat. Even when he messed up his knee, he was out there with that knee brace. He was still that kind of guy. So,
he was all SEC freshman. And then after he tore that knee up, Gary, you're right. It just never happened. You know, he never got back to the form he was, you know. But he was a very good player for Ole Miss. So, you know, other than the injuries, I mean, he did a good job. And, you know, always helped the Rebels out, you know, in his, you know,
there was a period there where he was an agent, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he
– For Sexton, wasn't he? For Jimmy?
Yeah. He had a lot of Mississippi players he signed and things like that. And, you know, he was a mortgage banker, which I got him into that for a while. And, you know, he's just, you know, basically a good guy.
All right, G. Thanks, my man.
Thank you, G-Man.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And we thank Gordon for being on with us, talking a little hoop. We got more of that coming up later on, as I failed to mention when he was on, that portion of the show was brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations across six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Two text messages at 426-1093 to get to. In regards of the bowl games, who is the politicking between, the AD and the sponsor, or does the SEC determine where you're going?
I don't know that. I mean, I know the ADs are in there politicking and you know, stating the case for their team, but I don't know who has the final say. I'm not aware of that.
It just, like in the release that you're given, right after the playoff teams, Citrus chooses Mm-hmm. And then there's six other bowls that they kind of, as the SEC says, get together with the bowl teams and the bowls themselves and kind of work things out.
Obviously, well, the ADs are lobbying.
Yeah,
they're in there. But they've got to do something about this. I mean, you've got Ole Miss, South Carolina, Miami. Who else am I leaving
Alabama.
Out here? Alabama. Who else was, you know, really deserving this year that could have been in it? There were six teams, three matchups. Those should have been the top, you know, tiered. If Ole Miss was playing Colorado, you could have gotten some really good matchups. But now it's about survival, right? I mean, there's a reason why Citrus chose South Carolina over Alabama, because South Carolina's going to bring about 40,000 fans. They're thrilled about this season. Whereas if they picked Alabama or Ole Miss, you know, you might have had 5,000 if you were lucky. So they're trying to survive. I mean, this is going to be survival. You're going to be watching these bowl games in these 60 or 70, 80,000 seat stadiums, and there's going to be 15, 20,000 people there. I'm talking about some traditional New Year's Day bowls. And so if they're going to survive, they better get the best of the teams that didn't get in and pit them against each other. And they didn't do that. And so I don't know.
A lot of it's going to depend on how strong their corporate sponsorship is, though, Yancey.
Sure.
If they've got a big, strong corporate sponsorship, those guys get half the tickets anyway and give them away to their clients.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I think you're right. I mean,
but those sponsorships aren't going to keep sponsoring when there's nobody there, nobody watching the games.
Well, right. That's not the point of sponsoring a bowl game, though, not to get fans there. The point of the sponsorship is to get TV time.
You're so right. Every time they talk about the game, it's going to be the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
Exactly. but you're right. There is going to be a survival thing coming up soon. I don't disagree with that. But a lot of it's going to depend on what kind of corporate sponsors they have.
They need to get the best teams that were left out. And all these teams, who is Alabama playing? A 6-6 Michigan. Who is South Carolina playing?
There's a 7-5. South Carolina's getting Illinois, who's 9-3 and nationally ranked. So
They had a solid season. But wouldn't it have been much better if you had Miami or Colorado or, you know, Ole Miss or Alabama?
But with the bowl tie-ins, that's what I was trying to mention to you earlier. You can't do that.
Well, the tie-ins
at this point,
they should have changed with the times. They got to get rid of the tie-ins. Got to.
And speaking of Illinois, Luke Altmyer, the quarterback,
first
nine-win season they've had in a long time. So I'm proud for him.
I am too. Great family.
Yeah,
he deserves it.
Yeah.
The other is, how many opt-outs do we expect?
Some. You know, I'm thinking there's going to be two or three guys that, you know, are more interested in going pro than they are playing in a bowl game. I'm hearing rumblings, and don't hold me to this, but I'm hearing rumblings that Walter Nolan is probably going to opt out, and that Bentley's probably going to opt out, and maybe Jared Ivey. Those are only three names I've heard.
Well,
and those aren't official.
Yeah. Bentley, definitely, I give him a pass for opting out. I'd have opted out a long time ago.
Well, not with the NIL he was making.
I know.
I wouldn't. I'd have sat over on that bench and shut my mouth.
And therein lies the thing. May not have as many opt-outs because money stops.
That's right. The NIL stops as soon as you opt out. So, and some of these guys are making $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a week. A week.
Yeah.
You know.
But Ivy, you look at Ivy and Nolan, the money that they can make up by training properly for the combine coming up outweighs the money they're getting in NIL. So you understand those kind of guys. And Bentley's just unique. I mean, bless his heart, I don't know how he stuck it out all season. I really don't.
Yeah, I do.
You just said it. Absolutely just said
it. He's going to have a Merry Christmas.
Text message is brought to you by Ken and Cleary McGraw. You can visit them at ccmoxford.com. For some real estate needs if you have them. Now the Rebel Injury Report, brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. Been a part of the Oxford community for 27 years. Clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calhoun City, Cleveland, Hernando, and Tupelo. Reach them 662-513-2000. To request an appointment or go to the website, oxfordortho.com.
And they're doing a great job because I got nothing.
Good.
Yeah. No, I mean, Mikael Brown Jones has some kind of minor injury on the basketball team.
Matthew Morrell has the back.
Yeah,
Matthew leg. Was it leg or back?
I thought it was lower back.
Lower back, yeah.
But they're both supposed to be okay pretty soon. And, you know, of course, Logan Diggs is still rehabbing his knee. I heard he might give it a try in the Gator Bowl. We'll see.
I'm hearing from some players. He looks really good. I mean, like, he looks really good. And also, Trey Harris is out. I don't know the validity of this, but I heard he had surgery. Trey Harris did on the groin. Yep, that he had to have surgery, I believe, last week on it. So he's definitely out.
And, you know, Dre Davis missed a couple of basketball games, but he's back. So I think we're relatively healthy on hoops and football.
Yep. Got to get Morrell healthy. Got to get Mikael Brown Jones healthy for sure. Those two are a big key down the stretch. And Matthew just has not been himself all year, really.
Well, I think Matthew's got to learn that he's got more of a role this year than being the guy.
Yeah.
So if he can adjust to having a role like Brakefield's doing, he's going to be fine. But he's not the guy this year, you know.
Do you think that's why he's shooting under 30% from three?
Yeah, I do.
He's leading the team in steals, though, so he's got the hustle plays.
We'll come back with Zach Berry, and we'll finish Yancey's thoughts with number 4 and 5 in the next segment. Hang on. I like coconuts. You can break them open, and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, we move into the second portion of the show. It's brought to you by the Farese Group, our partner in retirement. Farese Group has over 20 years of experience, proven track record with retirees to invest and not outlive those savings during retirement. So if you're nearing or already retired, please call the Faris Group office at 601-607-4141. Zach Berry's on with us. Zach, welcome back.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. Just, ramping up for the transfer portal. As everyone knows, it officially opened today, and it was moving fast.
So let's backtrack a little bit and talk about last Wednesday, the signing day. 21 players signed, all of them?
22, I think.
All of them high school. Had 14 4-stars and 1 5-star. What was your impression of that class, Zach?
Yeah, 22 signees, pretty spread out across both sides of the ball. I thought Ole Miss did a really nice job of balancing that out. They didn't really overload on offense or defense, but it was a good mix of a lot of high-end talent, with the 5-star being Caleb Cunningham. I think the staff expects him to compete for playing time next season. And then right there with him on offense, I think Shakai Mills-Knight is a name that people are going to get to know very well, very quickly. Incredibly talented, big physical guy. He's probably close to 220, 225 now. And there's no telling what he'll be next fall when he gets into a strength and conditioning program. But yeah, good mix across the board with Mississippi guys. You got Mason Dunn, the 4-star corner from Tupelo. Ole Miss, for whatever reason, the track record in Tupelo is not great. Alabama tried to come in late and swipe Dunn. Ole Miss was able to fend off the Crimson Tide. That is a big get. 6'3 corners aren't just walking around everywhere, so it was really good. A great evaluation by Pete Golding to get him in early on and hold off Alabama. And then, look, I know there were some grumbling about what happened with Tyler Lockhart and then some of the offensive linemen, but Ole Miss still was able to pull off a lot of flips. Devin Harper, flipping him from LSU, that's a big one. I think it's the highest-rated offensive line prospect Ole Miss has signed in nearly 10 years. And then right next to him, Connor Howes from Arkansas. If you know ball, you know Sam Pittman knows how to coach offensive linemen. He did it for years at Georgia when they were running the football, and now he's doing it at Arkansas as the head coach. But if Sam Pittman wants you to come play on his offensive line, you're doing something right. And, I think it was just a good mix of athletes on both sides of the ball. They really, in my opinion, leveled up in the secondary. Cortez Thomas, an in-state guy, Ladarian Clardy from Florida. I like what they got up front with Andrew Maddox, a big physical interior defensive lineman, but moves incredibly well for a guy his size. He's got good quickness. And then at wide receiver, Winston Watkins Jr. and Dylan Alfred, 2 4-stars. The one guy that I want to mention before I forget, that I think people are going to look back and think, oh, man, he was a 3-star. I think Samari Reed is going to be someone that Ole Miss fans are going to know very quickly. Big physical wide receiver from Florida. He did a little bit of everything for his high school. He played some quarterback, played some running back, played safety. Really talented wide receiver, a big body guy. Kiffin likes to put those guys on the outside to create one-on-one matchups. I think Samari Reed's going to be someone that Ole Miss fans are going to get to know really well very soon.
When you look back as a class, it's for next year's squad, it's hard to rely on any freshman coming in and making an immediate impact. But I think there's a couple that have a shot at that. Who are a couple names maybe the Ole Miss fans can keep an ear on?
People might say, well, duh, with 5-star Caleb Cunningham and then 4-star Shakai Mills-Knight. I'll cheat a little bit and pick, two of the highest guys in the class. But looking down the list, I wouldn't be shocked at all if Jarkobi Hobson plays a lot early. I think he could be someone that gets on some special teams, makes a lot of plays and, kickoff, punt, covering punts. But I think that his versatility and athleticism. I don't think he gets enough credit for how athletic he is. Played a lot of running back and quarterback for his high school while also playing linebacker and safety. And then as far as anyone else, I would probably say people need to get to know Talib Graham, three-star edge prospect. Randall Joyner did a really nice job. That was an in-person evaluation. Came in for camp, got the offer, and then quickly committed. He's originally from Arizona. He played high-level high school football out in Arizona. I don't think a lot of people realize that they play some pretty good ball out in Arizona. And then he transferred into Daphne a couple years ago, but played most of his senior season with a cast on his hand and still had 20-plus tackles for loss and was all over the backfield for Daphne in Alabama. If I had to pick someone else, I might point to a guy like Ladarian Clardy for the same reason.
Yep.
Position versatility. The coaching staff loves that. They not only value that, but I think they look for guys that play a lot of positions. He can return kicks. He can play in the secondary. I think he's a nickel corner at the next level. A la Mike Hilton. Very physical, probably 165, 170, but not afraid to come up and thump you at the line of scrimmage. And just a guy that makes a ton of plays on both sides of the ball and just a really talented and good kid. I think he's going to be a really good – it's cliche, but I think he's a locker room guy. He's someone that's going to come in and he's going to be excited and he's just going to ask – Pete Golding and Lane Kiffin, like, hey, where do you want me? What do you want me to do? He's that caliber, that kind of kid, high character, comes from a good family. And I think that's a guy that's not going to shy away from the moment. And he's just going to ask, hey, what do you need from me? I'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah, and you just named players that are coming in at positions of need as well. Wide receiver, running back, safety, cornerback. We need all of those we can get.
And positions that it's easier to adapt to the next level, right? That, offensive linemen, quarterbacks, those are really hard positions to learn on the college level. And I agree with you, Zach. Ladarian Clardy, I've got a good buddy that's a coach down there in Pensacola. He said he will be an immediate impact player, all SEC freshman type player. He said he's going to be big time. So moving to the portal, this is going to be – you are going to have a very, very busy next – how long does the window go for?
30 days, isn't it?
Or 45?
So this one goes to December 28th, so this one's the long window, and then there's a much shorter one in the spring.
So you don't get any sleep for, about 19 days, and then you'll get a little bit from again. But there's a host of names coming in. Y'all have already put up a few names that are expected to come in for official visits. Who have you learned that is coming in for a visit so far out of the portal?
So this week, it looks like Deshaun Womack from LSU will be in town on Tuesday. He's originally from Maryland. Ole Miss was in his top four before he ultimately picked LSU. If you remember, Wayne Dorsey played at Ole Miss. He was his coach at St. Francis Academy. He will be in town. I know a lot of people that we have spoken with yesterday and today feel really good about Ole Miss's chances. He's got a really tight-knit relationship with Randall Joyner. They just kind of picked up where they left off when he got in the portal. And then you've got Ahmad Hardy, the running back from ULM, a really talented freshman, over 1,300 yards rushing this season, a low-to-the-ground, really shifty guy, but runs through contact and has great balance. He had a really good year for ULM running the football as a true freshman. They get the first crack at him, but there's going to be plenty of suitors coming after him. And then you've also got Princewoe Mamielen. Yes, he is related to Princely, the younger brother. He was at Nebraska, was a freshman All-American. Had a little bit, kind of some nagging injuries this season, and then I've talked to a couple scouts that think he might have been playing a little bit out of position at Nebraska, but he will come in on Wednesday. Obviously, Ole Miss has a great shot with his older brother being on the staff and having the year that he did to get ready for the NFL. I don't think anybody else can replicate that advantage there. And then on Thursday, a name that people have probably already forgotten with just how fast everything moves, but Keanu Coates got in the portal, announced he was getting in the portal a couple weeks ago. Linebacker from Alabama. He was a five-star coming out of high school. Really long, athletic guy. I think he could potentially grow into an edge. He's not super thick, but really long and agile and can play in space. He will be in town on Thursday. There's a couple others that have not locked down anything in terms of an official visit, but Ole Miss is working to get quite a few guys in either this week or next week.
You know, there's some interesting names that you just mentioned there, and I know Womack is one that, like you, I'm hearing very good things that he ends up at Ole Miss, and 6'5", 260 pounds, really made an impact there as a freshman year. I heard he kind of got sideways a little bit with the coaching staff and never got out of the doghouse. We kind of saw that happen at Ole Miss this past year with a few players. And there's a guy that is out of Washington State. That name was Sean Parker. That was a true freshman. He rushed for 797 yards this year. Got some connections with Ryder, the quarterback over there, he's the 26th class. He's probably going to reclassify to 25 class. I'm hearing good things about him. I'm hearing that really Hardy there at La Monroe and this was Shrine Parker. It's better than 50-50 odds you see both of those end up at Ole Miss. Are you hearing anything about the kid out of Washington State?
I've heard a little bit. I know that there's a lot of talk with potentially going to Oklahoma following his coach, but there's some staff ties there with several members of the Ole Miss staff that know of him. But yeah, a electric running back. I think a guy that was kind of overshadowed in the run game for Wazoo because Mateer, the quarterback, was so good at it. But yeah, 900-yard meter guy, and someone that is a little bit bigger, a little bit probably 6'1", and close to 190. So kind of in that size range that Ole Miss likes, and has some versatility. Can catch out of the backfield. But yeah, I know that they're pretty far down the line with Hardy, but it's only Monday. I mean, there's going to be. I know it was. Over 500 players in the portal before lunch today, Central Time. So it's going to continue to turn. And yeah, Ole Miss is going to, like it always does, guys are going to take their time. They're going to evaluate, and they're going to bring guys in and sit down and have those hard conversations. But, yeah, things are moving quickly with several guys this week.
Quickly, we're up against a break. Zach, how many roughly – transfer portal guys do you think they'll sign this year?
So I went back and looked at it a couple weeks ago. Over the years, the first cycle, I believe it was 19 portal signees. After that first year of the transfer portal, every cycle after that, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss have brought in at least 20 or more. So a lot of roster turnover. There's only, I think, four or five current Ole Miss players that have gotten in the portal, but there's going to be more. And then you're going to have, guys that go to the NFL draft that wait to announce that they're transferring after the bowl game. I would look for Ole Miss to once again try to sign at least 20. I think the last couple of years have been 25, 24. So, yeah, Ole Miss is going to continue to build that roster out and just create that competition. Kiffin's not going to shy away from adding someone. He's not going to worry about hurting anybody's feelings. He wants that competition. He tries to replicate Nick Saban all the time, and he wants that in practice. He wants, best on best in every room. So he's going to try to add as many talented prospects as he can.
Zach, 30 seconds. I know everybody wants to hear about Jaheim Otis. What are you hearing the latest on him?
Yeah, officially got in this afternoon. Obviously, Pete Golding's been recruiting him since he was in the seventh grade. I think he wants to be at Ole Miss. There's some NIL conversations that are going to have to happen, but Ole Miss would love to add him to the interior. You're probably losing Walter Nolan. You're losing J.J. Pegues. You would love to add Jaheim Otis right next to Xavien Harris on the interior. So I think that Ole Miss is the favorite. But, yeah, they're going to have some conversations.
Thank you, Zach, as always.
Great job,
we'll be
buddy.
Talking to you a lot.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, buddy.
That's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time to finish up the show, another good one. We thank Gordon, we thank Zach for being on. Quickly, SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South's leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. We've gone over the basketball poll, which is what I was going to do in part of this. The Ole Miss women are ranked number 23 in the AP poll. 7 in the top 25 on the women's side, 9 in the top 25 SEC teams on the men's side. And for our coast listeners, don't forget Ole Miss Southern Miss Saturday in Biloxi.
What time is that game again?
3 o'clock.
There we go.
3 o'clock. Got scheduled right here this time. I was prepared for once. Got that going. All right, so 3 o'clock there for anyone that wants to make their way down. Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment is presented by the Grove Collective. The mission is to create and enhance the NIL opportunity for all Ole Miss student athletes. Yancey, you also get thoughts number 4 and 5.
Yeah, we kind of got caught off there. Thoughts 4 and 5 is basketball related. Thought number 4, Ole Miss's basketball team absolutely destroyed Louisville last Tuesday and did yeoman's work against Lindenwood this past Saturday in hoops. This moved them to number 19 in the AP, 15 in the coaches' poll. But for them to take the next step, Chucky and Gary, they're going to have to get tougher under the boards. And thought number 5, the last one, a little women's hoop thought, and this is the first one we've had on this air. The Lady Rebels are going to have to get better at guarding off the dribble to take the next step. I don't think I've seen a Yo team that has given up this many uncontested layups because they simply can't guard off the dribble. They'll have to figure that out.
And your recruiting?
Now to the recruiting. We just talked a lot of it with, but here are some guys that I hear looks really good for Ole Miss to end up a Rebel. Sophomore defensive end Deshaun Womack, we just talked about that. Zach said he'll be in tomorrow, I believe, for his unofficial visit. At 13 tackles, 2.5 sacks as a true freshman at LSU. Jaheim Otis at Alabama, 55 tackles, 12 behind the line of scrimmage, and 3 passes defended in his 2 years there at Bama. Another one, this is going to be a key one, Jalen Bratson out of Arkansas. He was named All-SEC freshman, 21 tackles, 8 pass breakups. And then this year opted out and decided not to play this season. Freshman cornerback Marcellus Barnes out of Syracuse. He's out of Chattanooga. Ole Miss came in a close second for him. He had 3 pass breakups, 10 tackles. Patrick Cortis, offensive lineman from Arkansas, 19 career starts at tackle guard. His girlfriend is the president of the Coyote chapter here, Gary.
That ought to help.
Yeah, I think that one is a done deal. I don't know if there's a visit or not. He visits all the time. But look for him to be one of the 5 starters next year for Ole Miss. Get to know a lot about him. He's from Memphis Briarcrest, or Christian Brothers, one of those 2 schools. Wayshon Parker, we went over him a little bit from Washington State, 787 yards as a true freshman. Caleb Odom is a guy that I don't know how hot it's for, but Ole Miss is certainly going to make a run for him. He was a 5-star wide receiver / tight end this past year. He had 7 receptions for 65 yards. And then Dane Key for Kentucky, a wide receiver. He had close to 1,800 receiving yards and 15 TDs in his 2 years there at Kentucky. So all those guys Ole Miss is very, very hot after.
Now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Riverland has you covered, home and business. As a certified GAF Master Elite contractor, they offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them, 662-644-4297, or visit the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, a good is a hodgepodge of things. 4 Rebels, quarterback Jackson Dart, wide receiver Trey Harris, defensive tackle Walter Nolan, defensive end Princely Umanamelin were all named All-SEC by USA Today. Good picks. Personally, I would have had Perkins in there instead of Umanamelin, but that's just me. For now, nobody knows about who's going to opt out of the Gator Bowl except those names that I mentioned earlier. Walter Nolan, Ulysses Bentley, and Jared Ivey are in the rumor mill, but not verified, so don't take that to the bank yet. Men's hoops is 19th in the AP poll and 15th in the coaches, thanks to wins over Louisville and BYU and a close loss to number 9 Purdue. The Lady Rebels are ranked 23rd in the country. 9 SEC teams are ranked in the top 25 of men's basketball after going 14-2 in the SEC-ACC Challenge. UT is number 1, Auburn 2, Kentucky 5, Alabama 7, Florida 9, Oklahoma 13, Texas 17, Ole Miss 19, and Mississippi State 25. The bad, only 3 SEC teams made the college football playoffs, Georgia, Texas, and Tennessee. I'm not saying that's wrong based on the current format, but I'm saying that I guarantee you there aren't 12 teams. There are a lot of teams in these 12 teams that Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Alabama would all take to the cleaners. But we had a golden opportunity and just didn't get it done.
Yep.
Also, I'm hearing through the grapevine, I wouldn't say it's bad, good, or ugly, but the price of NIL has gone way, way up. And I think that's in anticipation of revenue sharing being passed, and that's going to be $22 million a year.
Quick on that, Chucky, how does that work with the revenue sharing? Are we giving NIL deals with knowing that there's $22 million in this?
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll find out for next week.
Okay.
All right. The show's in the books.
Hotty toddy.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.